This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A top international watchdog group said Monday Russia's invasion of Ukraine has increased the threat of the use of weapons of mass destruction, including chemical munitions. During the annual meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, in The Hague on Monday, the group's director general, Fernando Arias, said the conflict has made disarmament groups such as the OPCW and others places for confrontation and disagreement rather than constructive discussions and negotiations.
It has exacerbated existing tensions to a point where unity of the international community on common global challenges related to international security and peace cannot be presumed.
Arias said the OPCW continues to closely monitor the situation in Ukraine and remains in contact with representatives from both Russia and Ukraine. Reports Monday from Ukraine's southern city of Kherson say daily attacks have tempered the joy residents felt after the recent Russian pullout. A little over 2 weeks after Ukrainian forces drove the Russian troops out of Kherson after nearly 9 months of occupation, residents of the southern city are back in the firing line. The Russian troops withdrew only as far as the other side of the Dnipro River after being pushed back by Ukrainian forces and are now shelling the city from across the river. Police said at least 32 people in the Kherson region have been killed by Russian attacks since the pullout from the city was completed November 11th. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell is leading a meeting of EU foreign ministers this week that will specifically look at the Ukrainian war from the point of view of a humanitarian crisis. Over the next 3 days, the EU ministers and top NATO officials will be gathering in Bucharest, Romania, where such humanitarian aspects will also be assessed. This is VOA News. China eased some of its COVID-19 pandemic rules Monday, but affirmed its zero COVID-19 strategy even as protests erupted throughout the country against the restrictions, and some even demanded the resignation of President Xi Jinping. The government made no mention of the protests, the biggest show of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades, but the slight relaxation of rules appeared aimed at quelling the demonstrations. Over the weekend, protesters shouted, "Lift the lockdown," in a city in China's western region, while across the country in Shanghai, the financial center, protesters held up blank sheets of paper in a quiet show of dissent. Others in Shanghai shouted, "Xi Jinping, step down, CCP, step down," in referring to the Communist Party. Police detained dozens of protesters, driving them away in police vans and buses. In an interview with the Associated Press, Johns Hopkins University political economy professor Ho-Fung Hung said he finds the current protests surprising.
It's surprising in the sense that compared to the protests in China in the 1990s and 2000s, and we see a lot of protests, but many of these protests restrain themselves by targeting local officials and trying to express their loyalty to the center. But this time you see slogans chanting like Xi Jinping step down and even some call for freedom of expression.
The professor said since all factions within the Chinese government appear to remain unified, he does not believe the protests will be tolerated very long. Rescue workers in Cameroon's capital of Yaounde are searching for people believed trapped under a landslide that killed at least 14 people and injured scores more Sunday. The victims were attending a funeral when the landslide occurred. Moki Enwi Kinseka reports for VOA.
The soil and stones collapsed Sunday evening on several hundred community members from Cameroon's west region who had gathered for a funeral of people who died within the past month. Cameroon's government says the landslide occurred when an 18-meter-high embankment collapsed on several hundred civilians attending a funeral in a house constructed in a risky area. Cameroon's housing ministry Monday asked people living in areas deemed at risk of landslides to immediately leave or be forced to relocate. Yaounde, a city of about 3 million people, has had devastating floods caused by heavy rains within the past 3 months. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.